Thank you for tuning in. We are talking today about tips for the new server. Many new servers will be hired each summer year as we go into our peak season. We have many returning seasonal workers, and we hire many new workers as well. As a new server, whether you be a brand new server, never having served in a restaurant before, or a experienced seasoned server, in each restaurant and all restaurants, there are certain things that we like our fellow servers to know. This helps with the flow, the general timing of our patrons' meals as they come into our restaurant, sit down, enjoy themselves, and eventually head out the door. As a server, there are many things that you can do to increase your sales, to keep the flow moving smoothly, and to keep your customers happy and returning again. We want you to remember that everything is fixable. Things can be turned around. Something can take a little longer than expected, and we can do something to remedy that. Never be afraid to come to a superior and let them know what has happened and what you might need help with. Also, never be afraid to let us know when there is a compliment. It's always nice to hear when a customer is happy with their meal, their drink, their overall experience. Share that information. It helps boost morale. Leading to my first tip, which is attitude is everything. Genuine expression is best, but even if you're having a bad day, you must fake it until you make it. Your tips, also your income, as your paycheck equals zero, as it is eaten in taxes, are a direct reflection of your attitude. Try to be comfortable when talking, and sometimes having to interrupt people, going up to a table to get an order, check in, sometimes you have to interrupt a conversation. So try to put yourself at ease in doing this and be comfortable talking to a variety of people. It may be difficult at first, but as you set the pace of your tables on a busy day with a line out the door, you need to get into the habit of flipping tables, getting people in and out as quickly as possible. The more people that sit in your section, the more you serve, the more money you make, which increases your overall income, which is why you're there, and the happier you'll be with the more money you're making, generally. Make sure everyone has a drink. Never skip out on a new table to go get a food order from someone else. Always make sure drinks are at least at the table. You want something in front of everyone so no one's sitting empty-handed. Once your drinks are all served, then you can go around and take your orders in the order of arrival of your tables with the readiness of your patrons' ordering status in mind. Obviously, if someone's up and in the restroom or on the phone, you don't want to go up to them right at that moment when you have another table that's ready to order, even if that puts things out of turn. Make sure you make eye contact. Eye contact is very important. It lets the customer know how you are listening and that you're giving them your attention. That makes a big deal, makes a big difference when you can look someone in the eye. It just makes them feel more established in your position and them and theirs. And if you can't remember something, just remember to write it down. It's better to take the least number of steps possible. So if you can write something down to create a faster, more consistent service to your customers, then do so. Some people can remember, a table of six people's drinks, appetizers, entrees, dessert, what have you. Others, they couldn't remember unless it was mapped out. So don't be afraid to write things down. Draw a little map of the table if that helps you, especially with a big table. That can be a big help when they want to have separate checks at the end of the meal. If you can't, we already said that, so if you can't remember, write it down. And as you're doing that, if you have, if you're walking around and one table asks for a bottle of ketchup, another table asks for a refill on their Diet Coke, don't run and grab the ketchup, return it to the table, and then go get the soda and return that to the table. Do it all in one trip. Least number of trips creates the best service to your tables. You never want to mix one table's dirty dishes with someone else's clean item. That's not good. But if you can deliver two items to a table at the same time, it just saves you on time. Really get to know the menu. This includes condiments, drinks, your alcohol selection, beers, wines, sides, what have you. If someone's ordering a salad and they want to have a dressing, you tell them, okay, and all of a sudden you realize, oh, wait, we don't have that dressing. To go back to the table and tell them you don't have what you already promised them is not as receivable as asking them which dressing they like from a selection of dressings. You want to give people what they want, not that you can always please everyone and give them everything that they want, but it's much better to know what you have to offer and offer what is available rather than disappointing them. Know when you're overwhelmed, in other words, in the weeds. If you can't handle another table, speak up. For a new server, whether it's new to the environment or new to serving, being overwhelmed in a large, quickly filling section can be similar to an avalanche. Suddenly, everything just takes you down. The kitchen's backed up. You forget to place a food order. Maybe an item was just 86, and you just took an order for that item. Those people who need something, every time you pass by the table, left you a small tip, and all of a sudden, boom, 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 you're upset about a tip. You've run out of an item, and you've made a couple mistakes, or someone else's mistakes have slowed you down. Be able to take a deep breath, realize that the day will end, the moment will end, and you'll get through it. Just ask for help and do what you can. Some common restaurant words, lingo, phrases to know would include 86. If you're 86 on an item, that means you're out of it. It's gone. You can't sell any more of it when you're out of it. So make sure you know what that means. That's an important one. Simple things, simple abbreviations. SOS would be something like sauce on the side. You need to know this stuff in case you're helping out someone else. Your side work is the work that you do to set up and close down the restaurant. Also things like, you know, just setting up your tables, turning things on in the beginning of the day, rolling silverware, stocking stuff for your shift, and then shutting things down at the end of the night. Your running side work would be those things that you do as your shift goes on, filling ice, and, you know, grabbing clean glassware, rolling silverware, doing things as you're going. Although it might not seem like you have a moment, it's much easier to run and grab the ice so you have it for your next four tables than waiting for someone else to do it or waiting, making people wait. Something on the fly means as fast as possible. So you forget to ring an order and you run back to the kitchen, you say, I need, you know, this on the fly. They know that you need it immediately. Your ticket's your order slip. The POS is the computer system. Every restaurant will use different abbreviations depending on how their procedures work. But there's some pretty basic ones. You can always Google this and find out some more. If someone says something and you don't know what it means,